You wake up to no shelter, no income, no water, no power, and no food. Now what? The answer? Rock bottom survival skills. It's what you need to know when the bottom falls out.
You hear it on the radio and video feeds every day. Extreme weather conditions like heat waves, hurricanes, and wildfires could increase by 50% in North America. The Federal Reserve has warned that climate change threatens the financial system. Extreme weather threatens crops, supply lines, storage facilities, power supplies, and many other aspects of modern business and life. Only a little over 50% of the lost jobs came back after the shutdown. Automation replaces more and more jobs every day. The biggest challenge for U.S. consumers will be that food demand will outstrip supply. 1,000-year events are becoming more commonplace. Home prices will continue to rise in the long term thanks to low inventory. Many will have shelter insecurity with the reduced amount of good jobs. In a recent news interview, even the science guy warns of possible mass migration in the United States from coastal areas inland as sea levels continue to rise.
On this show, we help offer some answers to those questions and more because you've landed on Rock Bottom Survival Skills, John Eldon Gibbons and Teresa S. Landry.
We invite you to follow Rock Bottom Survival Skills on our web pages, social media links, book offerings, YouTube channels, podcast locations, and on-demand TV programs via Roku, smart TVs, and devices. For more information, check the links below. We ask and appreciate that you like, share, and subscribe to our content. Views expressed on this podcast are our opinions and based on our personal experiences and are not meant to be professional, financial, or legal advice in any way, shape, or form.
Welcome to Rock Bottom Survival Skills. I'm John Eldon Gibbons.
And I'm Teresa S. Landry.
Well, I want to say welcome. I'm John Eldon Gibbons.
And this is Teresa S. Landry.
We're going to have a special edition of Rock Bottom Survival Skills today because we want to kind of go back in time and tell everybody why we started this program. So let me start from the beginning and tell you a little bit about myself, John Eldon Gibbons. I was a licensed guide working for New York State and even prior to that, several other decades. Yeah, I hate to add those numbers up. But the bottom line is that I started early in my life as an eight-year-old doing survival trips with my grandfather, and you probably know him as the TV personality Yul Gibbons. To move forward after that, I also spent a lot of times working for youth groups and in camps, and I did the whole CIT thing. I did extended training and adventures in wilderness survival over many decades. And yes, my wife and I, Teresa, are full-time homesteaders and expert in primitive skills and the out of doors. I have a degree in anthropology as well as being a partner in a wilderness survival school for several years. At the same time, I held various jobs such as teaching as a substitute, import-export, writing, construction, and filmmaking. I've got a great deal of knowledge and experience from all of these adventures combined. I also spent 2 years as a sailing instructor on Lake George, as well as being involved with the sailing race community. As a child, I appeared on a cereal commercial, and some of my first roles were because we lived it all over the place, including Las Vegas, a James Bond movie. Now, all I did was walk by, but, you know, it was kind of fun. You probably know us from the show Welcome to Rock Bottom, which is a standalone pilot short film, and our characters Stan and Betty Rockbottom that we created from something we call a plog, which was a zine or a paper log. And it really started as a cartoon. It was kind of a way to poke fun at ourselves and the tiny house movement, as well as even homesteading. So it was really kind of meant to be a fun cartoon. And the name of that was Rock Bottom Tattler. We put out around 3,000 units in circulation that were paper. And you can also get more of that information. This is one of the many bootstrap techniques that we use to finance our homesteading lifestyle. And it's part of what you'll learn along the way. We can now be seen on the small screen with such current projects as Rock Bottom Survival Skills, the reality show. It's a docudrama and a how-to about survival and homesteading. It has yurts, camps, homesteading, off-grid, and life problems with survival how-tos. I get to put my BA in anthropology to the test.
So we decided to get off the treadmill and live deliberately. Reduce expenses, increase income, create a self-sufficient lifestyle, a life lived on our own terms. The joy of a close relationship with the land. Sometimes too close. All done without eliminating or scrimping on the joys of life. We wanted time for travel, food, fun, and adventure. But safety and security have been on the top of the list for us and our children. So who is this program not for? Let's be clear. No one can guarantee you a solution to all problems, financial situations, or life events. Rock Bottom Survival Skills does not give you a guarantee. It does give you a fighting chance. This is not an overnight process. Rock Bottom Survival Skills can give you fast solutions for immediate threats. It can also set you in lockstep for an amazing future. But you need to do the work. You need to know it will require determination and work. Moreover, it does require the one ingredient lacking in many Americans, faith.
So here's a look at what you'll find in Rock Bottom Survival Skills. The $100 shelter that can keep you warm and dry. It is portable, inexpensive, and can buy you the time you need to find or get into a permanent structure. But that's just the start. You'll also learn the steps needed to find a place to make a safe home base. The components of a $100 shelter are simple. It has to be mobile, inexpensive, warm, dry, and large enough.
The 15 things you need to know about income in any location. Every economist and financial planner tells you that you need to have a minimum of 3 months' worth of income saved up for an emergency. But in today's world, that may not be possible. The average American lives paycheck to paycheck. What do you do when the bottom falls out and no paychecks are coming in?
Three easy showers you can build with little or nothing in no time flat. You see, I'm not talking about some cold shower. I'm talking about a warm, refreshing, life-energizing shower or soak. If you doubt that this is important, all I have to say is go without a shower for 2 or 3 days and observe your emotional and mental state. Next, take a warm, refreshing shower, put on clean clothes, and observe the difference. If you doubt that this is important, all I have to say is go without a shower for 2 or 3 days and observe your emotional and mental state. Next, take a warm, refreshing shower, put on clean clothing, and observe the difference.
You'll also learn how to find a safe plot of land, even if you're starting from zero. When disaster strikes, one of the first requirements is to find a safe place to work from, plan, sleep, and build from. A place where you and those you care about can spend time to rebuild or return. Rock Bottom Survival Skills will help you identify the very best locations for you to establish a safe zone. You will learn how to find these locations by asking questions based on a list of targeted information that's already put together for you. You will also get a complete state-by-state guide to the best possible places to start this process.
Sure, anyone can create a makeshift toilet, but what do you do with the poo? Learn the 5 ways that work. That's right, everybody's got it, everybody makes it, but what do you do with it once you did it? Rock Bottom Survival Skills isn't afraid of that conversation.
The section on water systems will have you locating water and using it in no time. Locating and obtaining water is the absolute basic need that everyone faces, especially when they're entering a situation where they've got to provide for themselves.
Learn what to look for when scouting for a way out of a bad situation with our 7-step system. Learn the basic 7-step system that will keep you safe in any bad situation. Realistically, no one can ever guarantee that you'll be able to implement every one of these steps or that they will work in every situation. Still, we can guarantee that understanding these steps will give you the best advantage in a bad situation. These steps have been developed over thousands of years of conflict.
Knowing what to take in an emergency or survival situation can be the difference between life and death. We walk you through the process. In this section, Rock Bottom Survival Skills will take you step by step, item by item. We list tools, materials, supplies, and components you may need to rebuild your world. Learn the 15 medicine cabinet herbs, how to use them, and where to get them. John Eldon's grandfather, Yul Gibbons, was world famous for writing some of the first books about modern wildcrafting in the 60s. Yul Gibbons has been called the father of modern wildcrafting.
Rock Bottom Survival Skills will give you the movable pantry plan, and it will keep you well fed in hard times. The movable pantry is a way to transport food for you and your family as quickly and safely as possible. We give you the how-to and the DIY. Ration theory is a concept that I have been perfecting for over 20 years.
In Rock Bottom Survival Skills, you will learn how to have fresh greens and sprouts when you thought you couldn't afford them. Most pantry setups, especially ones built for long-term storage, have very little or no fresh greens. This is a huge problem for health.
Rock Bottom Survival Skills will teach you one essential technique to finding a safe place for you and your family before it's too late. FEMA, emergency, and military groups all use this technique.
Rock Bottom Survival Skills presents its outdoor kitchen design and easy-to-follow building plans. This outdoor kitchen allows you to cook for yourself or others in an efficient and organized way.
So the really cool thing about Rock Bottom Survival Skills is that you will be able to learn to make what you need for little or nothing with over 77 do-it-yourself projects. Rock Bottom Survival Skills will teach you 5 ways to cool yourself, your food, and your family, even in the hottest places. In Rock Bottom Survival Skills, you will learn how to build a portable power system that can have you up and running in no time.
You will learn the 12 secrets for a new life and personal security. The basics for the 12 secrets of a new life and personal security were recorded as far back as the 1st century and continued to be elaborated on through the 6th and 7th centuries. The foundations of these teachings are believed to go back much further into antiquity. This is just a glance at what you'll find in Rock Bottom Survival Skills. Just for ordering, you will get 3 extra digital bonuses.
So we could go on and on about the 3 great bonuses. We could talk about more about the do-it-yourself projects. And we could even tell you all about the bulletproof 30-day money-back guarantee. But right now, before we end this program, we want to tell you what we consider the most important part. Some of you are probably reading along with us at rockbottomsurvivalskills.com, where we have the entire report and the entire explanation up for everyone to see. The most important part that is that we get across really clearly that Teresa and I are living our dream and want to pass on this how-to program to everyone. Just remember, if the bottom falls out, the prepared and informed will have the best chance of rising from any bad situation. Rock Bottom Survival Skills is not about gloom and doom, but about hope. It's about fun and a zest for life. Rock Bottom Survival Skills is about putting you in charge and living deliberately. If you want to, this program allows you to help others in your family or your community. The first step is making sure that your needs and your family's needs are met. In this way, you'll be an asset. Rock Bottom Survival Skills will guide you in a systematic way. It gives you the ability to move from level to level. It allows you to have fun in the process. You will be amazed at what you can accomplish. A friend who toured our place said, "Wow, you two have done so much with so little. You have come a long way in such a short time." It's the greatest satisfaction when others recognize your achievements. It's time to ask yourself, what am I waiting for? Because it's time to live deliberately, and your journey starts now. So for right now, that's all the time we have today for this podcast, but join us for the next podcast, and we're going to continue this conversation. I'm John Eldon Gibbons with Teresa S. Landry. Thanks for tuning in. We are so grateful for you joining us today, and we have to say thanks for your continued support. It's time to ask yourself, what am I waiting for? Because it's time to live deliberately. Your journey can start now. This has been a Gibbons Media production, all rights reserved, 2021 John Gibbons Media.